KKWCFM.com.
Our time now is 8:30. This is KKWCFM 95.7 Webster City. We're streaming live on KQRadio.com. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Community Corner for this 17th day of September. Pat Powers here live in our studios. Coming up next week, for the first time, there'll be a brand new program to bring awareness of homelessness, in a way. And I have with me in the studio from YSS, I have Kate Garvey joining me this morning. Kate, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let's talk about this program. This is the first time that you've done something like this here in the Hamilton County area, but give us a kind of an explanation of what this is all about.
We're having an event called Reggie's Sleepout. Typically, this would have been a big event that was out of the Des Moines and Ames area. They had a big event at the Drake Stadium every year. And it was Reggie's Sleepout. And it is a fundraising slash awareness raising event to really raise awareness of youth homelessness and at-risk youth in Iowa. And a lot of people don't see this as being a problem because they are not out on the street per se necessarily. They are staying with friends, sleeping in cars, you know, couch surfing, those types of things. But it is truly happening in our area. And so for Hamilton County, we have the aftercare program that we are supporting these children through Hamilton County's aftercare program. And these children are coming out of the DHS aftercare, JCS aftercare, group care programs.
How serious is the problem there in Hamilton County, from what you've seen there, Kate, for homelessness?
I don't have any actual statistics-wise as far as how many homeless youth we have. We have, obviously, more so, you know, the children that are coming out of the foster care system is our main focus here in Hamilton County. You know, but when we're looking at homelessness, you're looking at families that are staying in hotels. These families are staying in, you know, with just other friends. That is homeless. You know, when we are typically thinking in our stereotypical minds of what homelessness looks like, we're thinking of what it looks like on the movies. And that's not what it truly is. It is more so in our areas, those individuals that are staying with friends, couch surfing, going from place to place to place. And as far as the amount of the number of families and children that are homeless, I don't have an actual number.
Understand. Okay, this is just through the YSS here in Hamilton County, but is this kind of a nationwide program coming up this next week, do you know of?
I know that there are other areas that do similar events for homeless youth. Our event is specifically to really honor the memory of Reggie Kelsey. He was a youth that aged out of the foster care system in 2001. Unfortunately, back then, there was no aftercare programming. And these children that aged out of the foster care program at that time were literally left to fend for themselves. They had either a place to go or they had no place to go. There was no in between. And unfortunately, Reggie did not have a place to go. And he ended up homeless in Des Moines and was found dead in the Des Moines River 3 months later. And this is what brought about the aftercare program in Iowa, in fact, through YSS. And so since 2006, YSS has held this event in memory of Reggie to prevent this from happening in the future.
Was this also through the Iowa legislature there, Kate? They did some funding for this program to address the problem of youth homelessness.
Absolutely. And that is one of the things that we have our programs through is because of, it's all because of Reggie, really. People became aware that this is an issue and that these children, even though they are turning 18 and legally an adult, they truly still are children. And for them to end up with no place to go is just really, it's disheartening.
And frightening too.
Absolutely.
Kind of shocking, but, and hopefully, and this is why we're addressing this problem And hopefully one day we can see this eliminated. You never know, but this is a very serious situation going on.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, what do people do? Do they sign up something like that, Kate?
Absolutely. You will go to www.regiesleepout.org, and it will walk you through the sign-up process. We are, you want to pick Hamilton County. All of the funds raised stay here in Hamilton County. So you want to make sure that you, when you go to the drop-down box, that you hit that. And it's as simple as that. You register. It is $25. You will receive a yard sign that I will come out to your house and put a yard sign out for you. And you will receive a bag, a reusable bag with a inflatable water bottle. And participate as much as you are interested in participating. Sometimes people sell s'mores kits and raise funds for Reggie that way. I'm thinking of having, you know, maybe a get together, like a potluck or something like that, and have people, you know, do a goodwill offering or something along those lines. Just whatever you want to do to make it your own. You sleep out either in your yard, in your living room, wherever you're comfortable. I've explained to parents and grandparents to invite, you know, have grandparents invite their grandchildren over and have a sleep out at grandma and grandpa's in the living room, and, you know, just raise awareness that way. But it's a make it your own event, and we just hope to have as many people participate as we can.
YSS serves people here in not only Hamilton County, there, Kate, but all over the central part of the state.
Absolutely. Well, and for our aftercare program, we have three advocates that cover 19 counties in the state of Iowa to help those youth that are coming out of care. And so that's a big chunk of the state that we here in Hamilton County cover. But yes, we have services that help children and families through therapy, individual therapy, play therapy. We have outpatient substance use treatment. We have medication management. We are in the schools with, you know, offering children therapy in the schools, and just really running business as usual, despite the pandemic worries. We are offering services in office. We just at this point, because of the numbers of positive COVID numbers, that people wear a mask when they come in. But yeah, we're here to offer services to anyone that is needing it.
Well, we don't have to worry too much about, well, what I'm trying to say is that you've done a lot of good for the people here in Hamilton County throughout these many years, and that's based out of the Adele and Dean Bowden Youth and Family Clinic.
Correct.
In Webster City. That's such a beautiful place, and it's been there for about,
five or six years. And we were originally on 2nd Street across the street from Casey's in mm-hmm. a little building there for
yes.
quite a few years, and then we're able to move over to this new building, which really meets our needs and mm-hmm. the needs of the community much better.
Yeah. And also give kudos to a man that started this, Bob Schultz, many years ago, thinking about him and what he's done through this program.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. He retired a few years back, and then Jane Addams took his place and was
right.
there for, I believe, 7 years, if I'm not mistaken, and carried on that legacy. And then I stepped in February.
Of this year?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. How has COVID impacted services for your group there?
You know, as far as last year, it really was difficult yeah. to offer services because we do specialize and focus our services on children. And when we had to shut down the office, that was difficult. You know, we were still offering services via online and Skype. But mm-hmm. unfortunately, small children have a hard time
explaining their feelings.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so the fact that we're able to have our services back face to face and be able to work with children in office is huge. We are seeing a rise in referrals for therapy, which is understandable. We have seen a trend of, you know, an increase in mental health issues such as depression, anxiety, higher suicide rates, which is very troubling. So we are there to meet with folks. We have crisis slots available that if somebody needs to be seen, they can be seen. And we're just trying to continue to offer the best level of services that we can for the community.
And we're pretty proud of it, too, this what they're doing at YSS for these so many years.
Thank you.
But it's only known as YSS because for many years it was Youth and Shelter Services, but does it really matter now, just simply YSS? Or?
We kind of simplified it to YSS. Uh-huh. It is still technically Youth and Shelter Services. We in Hamilton County do not offer shelter. So, you know, for a lot of the outlying community organizations that are still YSS, not having that shelter is sometimes confusing for folks. And so just simply calling it YSS is easy to remember and just makes it simple.
If they want more information about this, Kathy, just call your office in Webster City. What's your phone number?
Absolutely. It's 515-832-1061.
832-1061. Or else go to their website. You have a Facebook page, too, over there.
Absolutely. I have a Facebook page. You can look up YSSHC on Facebook. And you can also email me at kgarvey. It's just my first letter of my first name, K, and then my last name spelled out, G-A-R-V-E-Y, at YSS.org.
Okay, so go to kgarvey at YSS.org if you have any questions. But again, very good program to help bring awareness of this situation with homelessness in our central Iowa area. That's the Reggie's Sleep Out beginning next Friday, September 24th, and they'll continue all the way through October 3rd.
Right.
So hopefully we get some great turnout for this.
Yes, that's what I'm hoping.
All right. Kate Garvey, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate
that. Thank you.
Thank you. It's 18 minutes now before 9 o'clock. This is Kate.